Proposed international rules on corporation tax could have a major impact on Ireland's revenue coffers because the OECD wants multinationals to pay tax to governments in the countries where they generate their profits. It would mean big wins for the US, France, Germany and the UK. And our business editor, Will Goodbody, is here now to explain more about this. So these are proposals coming from the OECD out for consultation. What will they mean for us?
Well, I suppose the background to this, Claire, is that international corporation tax rules are nearly 100 years old. And while they've served us well, there is a feeling in certain quarters that they really are no longer fit for purpose in the modern globalised digital world. And the feeling is that certain countries are missing out on tax that is rightly theirs because many multinational firms make sales in countries where they operate, but where they don't have a physical presence. And then they then move that profit from those sales and indeed other assets like intellectual property to a different jurisdiction where they generally have a physical presence and then pay tax on it there instead, often because the tax rate is lower. Of course, Ireland has been a large net beneficiary from this type of system because we have so many large multinationals here, and also because I suppose our corporation tax rate is quite low. But the countries where the sales are made are missing out on revenue. So in recent years, many large countries and some smaller ones have been growing frustrated with this. They've called for reform or indeed threatened unilateral action. France, for example, has introduced its own tax on profits from digital multinationals. And the fear was that if every country did this, then that this could lead to an outright global trade war. So 134 countries, including Ireland, have signed up to a process led by the OECD to try and build a consensus around reform. And what we have today are concrete proposals on what those reforms might look like. So according to the OECD, the proposals would bring together the parts of the three different approaches that have been put forward by those involved in the process, where there is cross agreement at this point. And essentially, under the plans, multinational firms, including digital ones like Facebook, like Google, would have to pay some tax wherever they have significant activities and generate their profits. And that would happen even if they don't have a physical presence there. This would be achieved by the setting of new rules about where tax should be paid and what proportion of the profits should then be taxed. There could, for example, be a revenue threshold above which a company would be deemed to have to start paying tax in a particular jurisdiction. And then further rules would set out how much of the tax is paid there versus how much is paid where the value is created. So among the expected winners from from the reforms, if they proceed, would be the likes of the US, China, Germany, France and the UK. But the proposals have to be put out to consultation, so it isn't set in stone that they will be carried through. But I think it is unlikely that the OEC would have put this on the table unless it was pretty confident that there was majority backing for it. A second pillar of the negotiations is looking at other BEPS related issues, including ensuring that there is a minimum corporate income tax on multinational profits, but that hasn't been addressed in the proposals today.
Okay, and I see France's finance minister has welcomed the proposals and he hopes that there will be consensus at the beginning of 2020, and as you say, major implications for Ireland's tax revenues.